since I had sweet thistle pie. Since I've been so barely low.
Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
can hear you. I can hear you scream my name.
is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Seems to
different answer. So I ask you once again, but the truth's in the silence, and this time I got it. It's over. Guess I thought it wouldn't happen, that I could care until it hurt. And the ironic timing, the clouds and their linings that open up. Tell me this will pass.
night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be, yeah, let it be, let it be, let it be, yeah, let it be. Well, there will be an answer. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be, yeah, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom. Let it be.
Avast ye homeowners, are ye plagued by foreclosure? Well, here at Jim, Lad and Matey, we can stop your foreclosure now. We're a mortgage rescue company, and for the small fee of everything you hold dear, we will negotiate with your lender on your behalf, and we guarantee results.
Guarantee results.
Aye, the bird speaks the truth. Them's be the benefits of working with a true professional. So don't dilly-dally about. Listen to the wise counsel of your old pal, Honest Jim.
He can't be trusted.
Call Jim, Lad and Meaty at 1-800-YAR-YAR. That's 1-800-YAR-YAR-YAR.
If you're facing foreclosure, make sure you're talking to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. That's 888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
Kids about to swim. love it.
Yeah.
did. Israel and a very new. Chest. I see your lovely beans, and in that magical cut, I bite your neck, the love I have for you, my dear, is real and a very new. Chunka, 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 and stands. Oh no, taller and stronger than any tree or bush. And I know the love I have for you will grow and grow and grow, I think. And so, my love, I offer you a love that is strong, a prune that is true.
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of freeform music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much. Well, my ma was nervous and distraught. My pa, he told me that I got caught. My mind was a blank the day I bought this Obama mine. My buddies tell me that it's alright, except I'm sitting on dynamite. Well, there ain't a doggone thing that's tight on this Obama mine. Smoke and a great big roar. Every time I push her down to the floor, well, she shivers and she shakes just a little more. This Obama mine. Well, you think she's carrying a 10-ton load, the way she drags along the road, like any darn time she might explode. This Obama mine. She's an animated hunk of junk with banged up fenders and a stolen trunk. She just wants a great big clunkety clunk. It's Obama mine. Well, I can't say that I blame you none, and you won't be the only one who laughed at me and poked some fun at this Obama mine. When my goal is met, my car will be the finest yet. I know that I will never forget this Obama mine. This Obama. This Obama. This Obama. This Obama. This
myself sound, but I don't know what's coming out, what's coming out. I'm the least with words. When she walks by, I wrote it down, cause I know that I can't sing it to her. No, I can't sing it to her.
Well, she runs around with her head in the clouds, but
but no one to share the view with. I sit alone with my cellular phone, but no one to call on it. And all she wants is the man that stole her heart. And all I want is to give it back to her.
I'm the least with looks, the most with words, the best at making myself sound like I don't know what's coming out. It's coming out. I'm the least with words. When she walks by, I wrote it down, 'cause I know that I can't sing it to her. No, I can't sing it to her. So tell me you read sheets, 'cause my heart skips a beat whenever you walk by.
I wrote it down in perfect harmony.
Direction where I just can't stay.
All she wants is the man that stole her heart. All I want is to give it back to her.
I'm the least with looks, the most with words, the best at making myself sound like I don't know what's coming out, what's coming out. Words when she walks by, I wrote it down, 'cause I know that I can't sing it to her. No, I can't sing it to her. I can't sing it to her. No, I can't sing it to her. I can't sing it to her.
I can't sing it to her.
No, I can't sing it to her.
a parking lot on a piece of land where the supermarket used to stand. Before that they put up a bowling alley on the site that used to be the local pally. That's where the big band used to come and play. My sister went there on a Saturday. Come dancing, all our boyfriends used to come and call. Why not come dancing? It's only natural. Another Saturday, another date. She would be ready, but she'd always make him wait. In the hallway, in anticipation. He didn't know the night would end up in frustration. He'd end up blowing all his wages for the week, or for a cuddle and a peck on the cheek. Come dancing, that's how they did it when I was just a kid. And when they said come dancing, my sister always did.
In the moonlight, two silhouettes saying goodnight by the garden gate.
The day they knocked down the pally, my sister stood and cried. The day they knocked down the pally, part of my childhood died, just died. Sister's married and she lives on an estate. Her daughters go out, now it's her turn to wait. She knows they get away with things she never could. But if I asked her, I wonder if she would.
Come dancing,